wish to see them. He has a small collection of the unclean weapons himself.
Unclean?
Only the katana, the sword, is the truly pure weapon to a samurai.
Ryan nodded, turning to the others.
Might as well holster the blasters, friends. Save the bastards taking them away from us. But keep your hands close.
That is well done, One-Eye. If you had not done that, then I would have come out alone and fought you all and taken away those impure toys and thrown them into the shit heap. So, you have behaved with wisdom.
Thanks. You ready to come out and show yourselves?
Ryan's joking estimate of 200 men ambushing them was suddenly not at all funny. At a quick count, Ryan made it well over 100, and he wondered about the iron discipline that had kept them silent and patiently waiting. Most were what he guessed to be ordinary foot soldiers for the local baron, wearing identical crimson blouses and baggy white pants, with thonged sandals on their feet. Half a dozen of them carried huge rectangular banners on bamboo poles, with Japanese lettering on them. All carried long daggers or short swords, and most held the enormously powerful bows, each with a 5-foot arrow notched and ready. A few also carried the impure firearms.
Semi-automatic new Nambu 9mm. Interesting. 8 rounds, based on the old US M1911 pistol.
What's the rifle?
It's a 7.62mm NATO blaster. 20 rounds, safety selector on the right above the trigger. Safe, single shot, and full auto. Comes with a tripod. No, a bipod. Looks like they've all been well cared for.
Ryan was more interested in the small group of horsemen who now walked their animals out from under the trees. They were dressed much like the samurai that they'd already encountered in Deathlands, with horned helmets and full body armor. None of them carried guns, but they all wore long swords on the left hip, and all of them had the long bows, ready strung, fastened to their ornate saddles. The horses were stocky mountain ponies, all wearing slatted armor across their chests, and with rich silken blankets covering their flanks. The leader of the warriors heeled his animal forward and stopped about 20 yards from the group of outlanders. He scowled down at them.
Huh? 2 women, a white-haired boy, an old man, a weakling with glasses, and a leader who has only one eye. What can you know of Otoko no Michi?
Well, if we knew what that was, we could tell you what we know of it.
Otoko no Michi? It is the manly and honorable way of the samurai.
Then I guess you're right. We don't know diddly about that stuff.
You find all of this amusing, do you, Gaijin?
No, we don't think this is funny at all. Absolutely not.
You came to the gateway?
Yeah. But we never expected to end up here in Japan. No control over the way the gateways make jumps.
You do not understand how it works?
No.
Anto desone?
He wants to know if you're telling him the truth.
Since the Skydark time and the long winters, all records have been lost. But you've been making jumps out of here into Deathlands, haven't you?
That is possible.
You said that your baron was offering us his hospitality. We're tired and hungry, and would very much like to accept his generosity.
The leader of the samurai was obviously having difficulty in trying to decide just what his attitude should be toward the alien invaders. Should he treat them as enemies, peasants, or honored guests? It was safer, and would run less risk of losing face, if he was cautious. He bowed in the saddle.
Forgive me. I am called Toyotomi Hideyoshi. You are not familiar with that name. It is a greatly honored one. One of the greatest generals that our country has ever known.
I'm sure you bear the name with honor.
If any man wishes to challenge the name and respect that sits upon my helmet, he must face my sword, and he will die slowly at my hands.
Ryan simply nodded.
My lord, Mashashiga, will not welcome Metsuke, one who attaches their eyes as an enemy.
Spy?
Hideyoshi smiled at Christie, then immediately turned it into a frown.
Yes, but it is not for a woman to tell a samurai the meaning of words.
All right.
The rest of the horsemen and the army continued to stand motionless, their faces betraying no emotion. The bowmen had their arrows notched, but made no effort to draw the longbows. Ryan knew more than a little about archery, and he couldn't imagine what kind of a powerful pull would be needed to loose a shaft. To string the bows would probably take at least 3 men.
But we stand here while the cranes fly south and the demons gather at the northeastern gate. Kimon, The Gate of Demons.
Did you know we were there in the house?
Of course. Our brothers have been traveling into Deathlands. They could tell that the gateway had been used recently.
How did they know that it wasn't one of you who had used it?
The sticks of incense had not been lit on the altar.
Of course. Elementary, my dear Watson. The dog that didn't bark. The joss sticks that weren't lit. Obvious when you know how.
Is it far to your home?
Every journey begins with a single step.
Ryan was becoming tired of the verbal games. He was hungry, the stink of pollution in the air was getting to his throat, and his eye was watering.
Can't argue with that, but it's no fucking use in answering my question.
The Japanese leader shook his head sorrowfully.
The man who speaks with words of fire might discover that he has burned his own mouth.
Gently, lover.
You either tell us how far it is to your veil, or we turn around and go back into the house and jump out of here.
My heart swells with pride that a gaijin of such courage is to be our guest. You speak to me like that, though you know that I might lift one hand and 1,000 times 1,000 arrows would feather themselves into your corpse.
And you'd be falling off your horse with a 9mm bullet through your skull. So let's cut the shit, shall we?
The shit? Oh, yes, the bullshit that we know of. Of course. It is an education to hear you speak pure American. We have heard it when in Deathlands.
You speak it well. How can that be?
Our Lord will answer all questions. But I thank you, Grandfather, for your kind words. It is about 4 miles to our... What was your Deathlands word? Ville? You can walk that far? Perhaps we should send transport for the women.
We can walk you off your feet any day of the week.
Hideyoshi's smile disappeared, and he pointed a finger at Mildred.
You are a guest in our country. You are not strutting and flaunting yourself in your own second-rate country now. It will lead to sadness if you do not remember that.
Sure thing.
The scenery that they walked through was an odd mixture of the familiar and the bizarre. Apple trees and plum trees in neat orchards, their branches tied out to iron posts. A small forest of oaks, but with foliage that was scarred and discolored by the ravages of the polluted air. And everywhere, banks of slender cherry trees, dripping with exquisite blossoms. The army was assembled in columns of 4, their banners flapping in the light breeze. Toyotomi Hideyoshi was up front with his horse. Behind him were the other horsemen, and behind them were the many foot soldiers. The outlanders brought up the rear. Ryan pointed, catching the glint of sun off water.
Looks like the sea in the distance.
Or a lake. I can't tell at this distance. Guy, but the air is so foul.
Away to the north, they could see what looked like some kind of factory complex, with a thick pall of orange smoke billowing out of it. Ryan turned to one of the blank-faced sec men marching at their side.
What goes on there?
Ryan pointed toward the cloud of stinking smoke. The man ignored him, staring stolidly ahead, swinging his arms in a slightly exaggerated motion. One of the horsemen heard Ryan's question and reined back.
They do not speak American.
Only the samurai speak it? Is that the way it divides up?
Every answer will come from the Lord Mashashiga.
Ryan, what happens if they try and divide me and Mildred from the rest of you?
The trader used to say that there was no point wondering where the bullet had gone until you'd already squeezed the trigger.
You mean we have to wait and see?
Yeah.
The way they seem to treat women, it could easily happen, lover.
Fire blast. This bastard dust chokes you. Yeah, I'm sure it might happen. But from what we've seen, they're not at all hostile to us. Considering that we're foreigners in their country, that's surprising.
I just hope they stay friendly.
At the front of the squad, Hideyoshi suddenly punched his fist in the air.
Banzai!
What does banzai mean, Mildred?
Some sort of victory cry. Read a book about the Japanese in the Second World War. They had lots of young men who were kamikaze pilots of planes filled with explosives. And they had enough fuel to get them to their target and crash on the American ships. Death in battle brought honor to them and their families. Kamikaze meant divine wind. I remember that. Stuck in my mind what a different kind of world view they must have.
The long column wound its way up and down over a range of small hills, passing more of the crude huts. A few of the locals were standing by the roadside. As the army passed, they bowed so low that their heads almost reached their knees. One or two glimpsed the round-eyed foreigners, including the unique sights of a black woman, a tall, fiery redhead, and a slender youth with a great veil of snow-white hair tumbling to his shoulders. and their shock was all too